off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State women's basketball team will be battling to stay in a tie for second place in the Ohio Valley Conference standings today as MSU hosts conference newcomer Western Illinois in another women's men's OVC doubleheader. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis alongside my partner courtside at Johnson Arena, Wes Holland. MSU's women were off to their best start in league play since the 2009-2010 campaign until red-hot Southern Indiana halted their four-game winning streak last Saturday. Today, they'll be facing WIU for the very first time. At 12-6, Western Illinois has turned some heads in their inaugural season since moving to the OVC from the Summit League. The Leathernecks come into Morehead, though, having lost three of their last four, including a Thursday night blowout loss at Southern Indiana. WIU is a sparkling 10-1 at home this season, but a mere 2-5 away from Macomb, Illinois. But they feature likely the best freshman in the OVC and perhaps the best player overall this season in guard Regan McCowan. Stick around. We'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie after this break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, where we're getting set for another Ohio Valley Conference women's men's basketball doubleheader. Morehead State hosting Western Illinois, brand new member of the Ohio Valley Conference. We're joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, it's good to be back home, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems like you've been on the road a lot lately.
Yeah, well, what have we had? four road games. Yeah. I think but good thing we've got three road wins
there
out of it. So, you know, that's all. That's always good. Only road loss was to the team that's currently in first place. So things are looking up. And
you've got a tough challenge today. Number one scoring offense in the OVC in Western Illinois against the second best scoring defense in Morehead State.
Yeah. That's why we play the game, right? You know, all that stuff on paper sometimes goes out the window. But I did look, you know, in our preparation. I believe their top four players are 52 points. So that's a lot of scoring from a few people. And so they're definitely not a one-trick pony or anything like that. They do have a really high-scoring freshman forward. I'm a numbers person, but it's number 12.
Reagan McCallum.
Yeah, thank you, number 12. And she can do it all. Very, very special player, but surrounded by a lot of talent. It'll be a challenge because if you try to stop her, which you're going to need more than one person, you've got people that can just light you up outside, and you've got a really savvy point guard that gets things going. But I think... I think the first thing we've got to handle is us in the defensive transition. You know, they get out and run. And so we've got to prevent our live ball turnovers. We've got to, we call it tag rebounding. And that essentially helps us match up in transition for them so we don't get out of whack on the other end. We've got to handle, they have a kind of a special 1-3-1 zone they do. It's non-traditional as opposed to putting the athlete on the bottom and having them run corner to corner. They put their athlete in the middle and she kind of covers a triangle coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, she covers both corners, but she also has responsibility in the middle depending on where the ball's at. And so it's different. Not a lot of people run it. It has some weak spots. So we know where the weak spots are, but the other side of that coin is you have to make the shots when you get them, and they're in low percentage shots. You know, usually the 15-foot mid-range in the short corner, the corner three, face up at the nail for our big guys. But I think if we can reverse it, not settle for just quick shots on the first side of the floor versus that and their sagging man-to-man that they do, I think we'll be okay. And then just the normal stuff, because they are so aggressive in transition and off the bounce, we'll have to contain the basketball without fouling. They're great at drawing fouls. I know you saw that on the stats, but just really, really aggressive. And they're good at using their body to get to the free throw line. And then we got to keep them off the glass, limit second shots. But should be fun.
Yeah. You talk about keeping them off the glass. Another intriguing aspect of this matchup, two of the top three best rebounding teams in the league as well. So they do it well, you do it well too.
Yeah.
So excited to see how that all shakes out.
Yes, sir. We got a lot done. I'm talking fast.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, I'm really proud of the girls. You know, we've talked about the 18-round fight over and over and over. I thought we had a great response after coming back from Southern Indiana and the loss. I think we realized that we can beat anyone, but we also can lose to anyone.
Right.
There's so much parity in the OVC this year. There's a lot of good teams and a lot of good coaches, but Southern Indiana has not been beaten. And I just think if we could make free throws, and then we showed them some things on film we could have done a little bit differently with the big kids and the double teams and the rotations and stuff like that. I think we're right there with them. The game was much closer than the score indicated, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But we had that extra, our bye was Thursday, so came back Monday and Tuesday, focused on us, off Wednesday, started prepping for Western. So I think it was a very productive week. We're excited to play, though.
Excited to see how it shakes out.
All right.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you.
Back in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader on tap as OVC newcomer Western Illinois makes its first trek into Johnson Arena. Let's take a look at these two teams. We'll start with the visiting Leathernecks. They are 12-6 on the year and 3-4 in their inaugural OVC campaign after losing 81-61 at Southern Indiana just two nights ago. Their starting lineup features four guards and a center, and we'll start with their fine freshman, Reagan McCowan, at one of those guard spots, 5'11 freshman from Lebanon, Missouri, averaging 18.2 points and 7.6 rebounds a game. She is already an eight-time OVC Freshman of the Week. One of the other guards is Allie Meadows, a 5'8 sophomore from DeWitt, Iowa, 5.8 points, 3.8 boards a game. Anna Dietz, one of the other guards, a 5'9 senior, from Mason City, Iowa, at 13.4 points and 4.2 rebounds. And the point guard, Addie Brownfield, a 5'9 sophomore from Boonville, Missouri, checking in with 11 markers, 5.3 rebounds, and 3.3 assists a game. And Alyssa Denz is the center, a 6'1 grad student from Rosendale, Wisconsin, 3 points, 5.7 rebounds a game. She's played her entire career at Western Illinois. Coach J.D. Gravina is in his 13th season at the WIU helm. He's 192 and 187 over that span. He comes into this game tied with Leslie Crane for the most wins by a head coach in WIU women's basketball history. Moorhead State off to a 10-8 start and in a second-place tie in the OVC with a 5-2 league ledger after falling 70-55 at Southern Indiana last Saturday. So after a rare Thursday night off, the Eagles come in with a full week's rest, and they will start three guards and two forwards today. Veronica Charles, a 5'4 senior out of Benue State, Nigeria, heads that cast at 12.2 points, 3.5 boards, and 4.4 assists a game. Point guard will be Katie Novick, a 5'9 freshman out of Belarus, at 11 points, 4.7 boards, and 3.8 helpers a game. Skylar Barnes, the third guard, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas, averages 6.6 points a game on the season, but that's up to 12 points a game in OVC play, along with 3.5 boards. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King, the two forwards. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, averaging just shy of 10 points and 5.2 rebounds a game. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 6 points, and the board eater at 9.5 rebounds a game. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 22-55. As I mentioned, this marks the first time these two programs have ever met on the hardwood in women's basketball. Our officials today are Hannah Engel, Ivan Fulton, and Jamie Cavalier. We'll check out for one more break and come back and get set for our keys and tip-off after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Back at Johnson Arena on the campus of Moorhead State University, Moorhead State and Western Illinois getting set to do battle on the hardwood here at Johnson Arena. John Lewis joined now by my partner, Wes Holland. It's good to have the band back together, brother.
Hello, Mr. Lewis. It's great to talk to you today, my man. Great to watch a game. I'm excited for this one.
Let's talk about some of the keys to this game. It's an intriguing matchup, and I think, especially for Moorhead State, the Eagles need to focus on just playing to their strengths.
This is a strength-on-strength battle. No surprise here. Moorhead's going to have to win the defensive side of the ball. They've got to slow it down in the break, not let those easy buckets get through, cut off the lanes. Yeah, McCowan, great slasher, going to get to the rim. You got to try to limit those opportunities. And then really just turn this into a slugfest. A defensive quagmire is what they need to do, Tom.
For Western Illinois, it's a team that has been successful offensively, top scoring team in the OVC, but they turn it over a bit. Assist to turnover ratio is going to be interesting to watch with them.
Hey, you know, normally my favorite stat is the EPs, right? The extra possessions. However, today I'm really going to be keeping a close eye on that assist to turnover ratio for Western Illinois, because those are going to tell us two things. The turnover is going to tell us how well they are handling that defensive pressure from that man-to-man that Moorhead loves to bring, that in pressure, in your face, man-to-man. And then the assist, when they're getting that pressure on offense, are they able to move the ball, find the open player, get the easy looks? That's going to be huge for them. They need those points, because if this ends up being a 50-point slugfest, Western's in trouble, Tom.
And I think the third key, and this is for both teams, rebounding is going to be big today. These are two of the top three rebounding teams in the OVC.
Oh, theme of the day, strength on strength, man. You look at, you know, 12-plus offensive rebounds for both teams. Margins on the positive side for both teams for offensive rebounds. That is going to be a deciding factor as well.
Teams on the court, Moorhead State in the home yellows today with blue numbers and blue and white trim. Western Illinois in the road purples with white numbers and letters and white and yellow trim. WIU wins the opening tip and will set up in the half court. Lofted to Alyssa Denz at the top of the key. Finds the cutting Dietz along the right side, but she misses the uncontested layup. Moorhead State quickly the other way. Missed opportunity on the first possession for the Leathernecks.
Barnes lost Dietz on that. Had no idea where she was.
Katie Novick with the dribble, angles to the right. Hands it off to Barnes out top to Veronica Charles. She'll try a three. It rims in and out. And the rebound comes off to Alyssa Denz. Ahead to Brownfield, who stops on the left side. Hands it off to a teammate. Gets it right back. Now to McCowan. She'll drive the right side of the lane. Try to put it up and over Haley Rhodes. But Haley deflects the shot. McCowan couldn't control and lost it out of bounds. Moorhead State will get it back.
And Haley Rhodes playing great defense on McCown right there. His first two possessions, both of them, you can tell it's intentional. Haley Rhodes is the person to guard her.
Novick on the point. Brings it across the timeline. Goes to Charles at the left hash. One-handed pass out top to Barnes. Now around the arc to Blessing King. To Haley Rhodes just inside the top of the key. She'll stop and pop off the back of the rim. No, but an offensive rebound already for Blessing King. Fifth in the nation in that category. Katie Novick drives off the angle left side and a whistle underneath and a foul coming up on WIU.
And I'm going to be watching this, Tom. This is a fascinating defensive set that they're running out of that 1-3-1.
Veronica Charles out to Novick, around to Skylar Barnes. Couple of dribbles to Novick on the left hash. Down to the left baseline to Haley Rhodes. She tries to drive and will be called for an offensive foul as Anna Dietz fell backwards. Not a whole lot of contact, but enough of a push off with the off arm that the offensive foul was called.
Oh, she got that arm away from the body. Made it look bad, even if it wasn't.
That foul on the other end, by the way, was on Reagan McCallum, the fine freshman. She's got the ball. Excuse me, that's Brownfield in the lane. Thought she was fouled as she tried a turnaround move. Instead, a steal for Morehead State. Charles takes a bump, puts it up, no good, but a blocking foul will put Charles at the free throw line. That foul will go against Anna Dietz, her first, team second.
And what a smart play by V there, putting the ball up as she was falling out of bounds. She knew she had no chance of hitting that. Just wanted to get to the free throw line.
So Veronica Charles, good free throw shooter, 83% on the year. Puts the first one up, gets it to go. Averaging 14 points and 3 steals a game in OVC play. She scored in double digits in 6 straight games and has scored fewer than 14 only once during that stretch. She's got 2 after making close 2 free throws, and Morehead State leads 2-0. Full court pressure as the Leathernecks have the basketball. Beats gets it across, excuse me, McCowan gets it across midcourt. Floats it over to McDermott, has it knocked out of her hands by Charles. Last touch by McDermott as the ball goes out of bounds at the Morehead State bench, and another early WIU turnover. Assist to turnover ratio, my partner.
That's right. And V. Charles played defensive back, just kind of got her hand in there, just made it a difficult catch.
Like a pass breakup. Barnes to King on the right wing to Charles, fakes the 3, drives, kicks to Novick out top, over to Barnes in the left corner. 3-pointer too strong off the backside of the iron. And the WIU rebound will be Meadows ahead to McCowan, who misses the 3-point try. Make that McDermott. And the ball will go out of bounds. Morehead State will get possession. Veronica Charles takes the inbounds pass. Back to Novick, works it up the right side into the front court. Gives it off to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Couple of bounces to Barnes. Tries to drive the angle. Kicks it to Novick, right wing. Into the blue painted lane. Left-handed scoop too strong. And a strong rebound by Alyssa Dins. To Meadows. Ahead to Dietz, who misses the jump shot. Veronica Charles sneaks in for the rebound and quickly dribbles the other way. Pulls up. Euro step. Layup too strong. But she gets her own rebound and then has to dive to the floor and ends up getting tied up, and on the alternating possession, the Leathernecks will get it back.
Boy, the heart of V. Charles. Yeah. Came out on one end with the defensive rebound amongst a whole bunch of people bigger than she was, and then gets her own miss on the other end.
Matilda Soderlund onto the floor for Morehead State, the 5'6 junior out of Stockholm, Sweden, replacing Barnes. Again, extended defensive pressure by Morehead State as Dietz will work it ahead, working against Soderlund. Drives it into the lane. Left-handed scoop. Rolls and goes. And they're tied at 2. 6:41 to play opening quarter. Novick into the front court. Now pulls up in the Eagle logo and passes left hash to Charles. Holds the ball. Chest pass to King. Back to Charles. Now to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. She'll try to drive the angle. Then the baseline up off the glass and through. And the Eagles back up 4-2. Quickly the other way comes Meadows. Gives it off to Dins. Out top to McDermott. Finds McCowan. But her left wing 3 is an air ball. Overshot everything. Goes out of bounds baseline off of a Morehead State defender. And WIU will keep it. Shot clock at 18.
And we're seeing a Hall check in for Rhodes. Makes me wonder who's going to be on McCowan. Yeah.
Michaela Hall, 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma. And it looks like Blessing King's going to draw the defensive assignment on McCowan. Inbounds floated out top to Dins. Tried an entry pass, and it's too strong and taken away by Morehead State. Another Leatherneck turnover. Hall left corner out to Charles, now out top to Novick. Couple of dribbles, right wing to Blessing King. Gets cut off trying to penetrate. Out to Soderlund, passes up a 3, and Passes out to Charles. Crossover into the lane. Pull-up jumper from 12. Splash. 6-2 MSU. Meadows ahead across the timeline. Gets it to Dietz. Back to Meadows. Open three-pointer. She cans it from about 24 feet.
And, Tom, that's exactly what we were talking about. They did not contain the break. They didn't stop the ball near midcourt. It got down into the half court. Defense wasn't hardened yet.
So that makes it a one-point Morehead State lead, 6-5. Novick on the left wing, jab step, now puts it on the floor, into the lane. A lot of contact, no whistle, and another tie-up. Morehead State will keep it this time. Shot clock reset to 30. We'll see if that changes. I didn't see a definite change of possession, but no change on the shot clock. And now maybe there will be. As Hannah Engel, the lead official, talks to
partner Jamie Cavalier. She was right in front of the media desk, so maybe she heard you talking, Tom. Like, hey.
They've confirmed there was a change of possession. So Novick will inbound baseline. Gets it into Soderlund in the far corner. To our right, to Hall. One bounce, now to Charles. Penetrates left angle. Drives under the basket, lays it up, no good, goes to the floor, no call, rebound to the Leathernecks. Here comes Meadows in a hurry. Now she'll float back out. Here's Dietz for a straightaway three. And they are well outside the arc on those three-point tries, but that was nothing but net. And it's now an 8-6 Leatherneck advantage. Soderlund with the basketball. One bounce out to Hall, one bounce now to Charles. Straight away, working against Meadows. To Soderlund, catch and shoot three, left wing, off the front of the iron, no. Rebound caroms to Novick. She'll try a three-pointer from the right side, no good. And on the rebound, it was gathered by Michaela Hall, but a Leatherneck came in over her back. I think that's McDermott. Make that Addie Brownfield. And that will take us to immediate timeout. 4:23 to play, opening quarter. WIU leads MSU 8-6 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Welcome back courtside at Johnson Arena. Early action in today's OVC Women's Men's doubleheader. It's 8-6 Western Illinois leading MSU. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, so far, what are you seeing?
So far, you look at the assisted turnovers for Western Illinois, 2-3, right? So they're 0.75 assisted turnovers. Not bad. Could be better. They've missed a couple of easy ones off of a pass.
Eagles come out of the break with a Nice inbounds pass from Charles to Novick off of a screen. She hits the left corner three and puts Morehead State back up 9-8. McCowan cut off near the right elbow. Bounce pass out top to Dietz. Down to Dins at the low block. Give and go, and give the basket to Anna Dietz on the drive, and she's fouled. A chance for an and one. That will go against Skylar Barnes.
Make that 3-3, so that is a 1.0 assist turnover ratio.
Yep.
That's a good way for them to win this game.
Free throw up. Three-point play completed. And it's 10-9 Western Illinois. Or make it 11-9, excuse me. Blessing King holds the ball at the right point, out straight away to Charles, now around to Novick near the left half. Tried to get it to the cutting Barnes, who was pushed from behind. And Mallory McDermott will be called for the personal foul. That is the fourth of the quarter on the Leathernecks. Morehead State will inbound from the baseline, far side. Novick will trigger. Gets it immediately into King, to Haley Rhodes. They'll work it around the horn to Secchiaroli, to Charles, back to Secchiaroli. One bounce back to Charles. Tried to shoot a three. Deflected momentarily. She got it back and finds Haley Rhodes driving off the left side. She'll lay it up and in.
Well, she loves that left side, doesn't she, Tom?
She sure does. That has become her go-to offensive move. We're knotted at 11 as Dietz picks up her dribble between the rings, gives it up to Dins. Now it's McDermott between the rings to the curling Meadows. Out top to Dins, to McCowan. Jab step, now tries to drive around Haley Rhodes, puts it up, misses the layup short. Morehead State has the rebound tapped to Novick in transition to Charles. Stops at the low block. Has to get it back outside to Haley Rhodes. Good defense by the Leathernecks. Pass into King, right back out to Rhodes. She'll settle things down. Now to Secchiaroli on the left point. To Novick. 11 to shoot as she spins into the lane. Up with the left hand. Too short, no. Blessing King almost had the offensive rebound, but it's taken away from her by Dins. Quickly the other way come the Leathernecks. Pull up jumper, right elbow by McCowan. No good. She is 0 for so far today, their leading scorer. Charles comes across the division line for Morehead State and slows things up. High right to Novick, out to Secchiaroli. Around to the left wing to King. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes, to Secchiaroli. Might have gotten away with a travel, but missed the layup off the rim. It was contested. Rebound to the Leathernecks. Pass quickly ahead to McDermott. Beautiful transition defense by Katie Novick. I believe she leads Morehead State in blocked shots as a point guard, and she had another beautiful one there in transition.
Boy, those chase down blocks like that, that is an impressive feat by Katie.
Her 21st block of the year, that does lead MSU. Leathernecks keep the possession. McCowan floats it down low. And the basket is good by Jasmine Nichols, who just checked in, a 6'1 junior from Oxnard, California. 13-11 now, WIU. Crossover dribble by Rhodes. Tried to drive the lane, but gets tied up on the shot attempt, and Western Illinois will get it back. Another substitution for Coach J.D. Gravina as Carla Flores checks in, a 5'9 grad out of Barcelona, Spain.
That's a very quick call on the tie-up on
that
one, Tom.
Definitely was. Meadows dribbles across midcourt, picked up there by Paris McBride on the floor for the Eagles. To Flores. Back to Meadows, out to Flores between the circles, guarded loosely by McBride. Gets it to Brownfield, drives in against Secchiaroli, who blocks the shot, rips it right out of her hands. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage in play as a Morehead State player. I think it's Veronica
like
Charles.
Me.
Down right in front of the MSU bench on all fours. Not sure exactly what's going on, but trainer Kyle Wolf is gloving up, so possibly some blood here.
She was holding her face whenever she went down.
The other four Eagles on the floor huddling in the lane to our left. WIU at midcourt. We'll go ahead and take a break. Let's make this a one-minute break, a one-minute break. And it's 13-11 Western Illinois over Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IG at Morehead. USDA boneless half-pork loin is only $2.39 a pound. The large 24-ounce carton of Country Fresh cottage cheese is just $3. And jumbo sweet onions and sweet potatoes are only 99 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IG, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Back at Johnson Arena, where the officials have gone to the video monitor to review that last play that saw Veronica Charles go to all fours in front of the Morehead State bench. She was escorted off the floor by trainer Kyle Wolf, holding her face. My partner Wes Holland has been down with our TV crew looking at the video replay. What'd you see?
Dean and Jared are great partners. They've been going back and watching that replay. It looks like she got a hand rake across the face as the player was cutting down through the middle. They got her in the face with her hand, and the officials are reviewing that to see if that is a technical as well.
Official Hannah Engel talking to Coach J.D. Gravina at the WIU bench, now making her way down to talk to the MSU bench, and it looks like that's going to be a no call. And Morehead State will have the basketball as we resume play.
It's called incidental contact, Tom.
Incidental contact. It wasn't very incidental to Veronica Charles, who has gone to the locker room at least for now. Haley Rhodes curls into the lane, passes out to Melissa Secchiaroli on the right point, bounce pass to King inside the arc, straight away to McBride. Now out to Novick, spin move, drives left side, kicks it to Rhodes in the corner. Now she'll drive into the blue lane, puts it up too strong, rebound will go out of bounds off of WIU. And so the Eagles will keep possession. I believe that was off of Brownfield down low. Novick inbounds to King, right side to Rhodes, out to Secchiaroli, who works it around the arc to McBride. Back to Secchiaroli, catch and shoot three, rattles in and back out. And the rebound to Kaylin Reed for the Leathernecks. Out straight away to Brownfield. Back to Reed, puts down the right hand to dribble, floats up the arc. Passes left side out top to McDermott. Over to Brownfield on the right wing. To the curling Reed, had it back tapped away, but right to McDermott. Back to Reed, five on the shot clock. Reed tries to get the ball to Nichols, puts up kind of a desperation top of the key jumper. It rattles off, no good, and a foul on the rebound against WIU.
And Tom, this is fascinating right now. This is a game that neither one of these two teams was prepared for. Because you've got McCown sitting on the bench for Western. You've got Charles back in the trainer's room for Morehead. And both of these defenses were keyed on those two players.
Yep. With that foul, which went against Flores, MSU's Paris McBride will go to the free throw line. Novick checks out. Skylar Barnes back on for MSU. McBride, an 80% free throw shooter, makes the first of two. She's now 17 of 21 at the line on the year. And she cuts the Leatherneck lead to one. It's 13 to 12. One more free throw to come. 21.4 seconds to play in the quarter, and we're all square at 13. Eagles with some token extended pressure. Reed will walk it across midcourt, picked up by McBride. Around a high screen, but nothing there. Gets it to Brownfield. Entry pass on the block to Reed. Fans it back out, and an air ball on the jumper by Flores. Morehead State, a desperation heave from about midcourt. after the rebound, nowhere close, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena, and we are no closer to deciding this one when we started. It's 13-13, Morehead State and Western Illinois here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
One quarter in the books. It's 13-13. Morehead State in Western Illinois in OVC women's basketball action here at Johnson Arena on the campus of MSU. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. In the first quarter, WIU 5 of 16 from the field, 31%, 2 of 6 from three-point range, and 1 of 1 from the charity stripe. Morehead State 4 of 16 overall, 1 of 6 from deep, and 4 of 4 from the line. 3 turnovers for each team. Total rebounds, Morehead State plus 5 right now at 14-9, including a 5-2 advantage on the offensive glass, but that's only translated into a 3-2 advantage in second chance points.
That happens when you shoot 25%, Tom.
Yeah. Eagle basketball. McBride out to Sekiaroli. Softly gets it to King on the right wing. Now to Rhodes. A couple of bounces out to Sekiaroli and now to McBride in front of the WIU bench to our right. McBride off of a screen pull-up jumper from 15. No good. And Alyssa Dins goes high for the rebound for the Leathernecks. Gets it to Reed. Now out to Brownfield. Right back to Reed. She'll rotate back out top. Gets it top of the key to Dins. Try to bounce pass down low. Off the mark. Intended for the cutting Reed, but out of her reach. And another Leatherneck turnover gets it back to Morehead State.
And Paris didn't hit that shot, but she did the right thing. She called and made that screen because they're going under every single time. She got a 10-12-foot jumper out of it.
Barnes with the basketball. Right or left side over to Sekiaroli on the right point. Rotates now to the left point with the dribble. To McBride. High right. Guarded by Reed at the perimeter. McBride, jab step, now takes it into the lane. High arcing shot off the glass, no. To King, shot clock didn't reset. Sekiaroli just inside the arc, left side, got it to go. 15-13 Morehead State.
Good shot fake, got her off her feet.
McDermott with the Brownfield out to Flores. Bounce pass to the low block, far side to Dins, working against King. Up and under move, layup too short, no good. And King tracks down the rebound. But she stepped on the baseline, and that will give it right back to WIU.
And, of course, she doesn't like that, but it looked like the right call. Yeah. I'm pretty sure her foot was on there.
Official Jamie Cavalier right there with a good look. So the Leathernecks inbound to our left, near side baseline. It comes into Flores. She'll dribble out to the top of the arc. Gets it to Benz, back to Flores. Now to Dietz on the left side. Cut off trying to penetrate. Now Reed, left open, jab step, pull-up jumper from the left elbow, nothing but net.
A series of two or three good head fakes that got people off their feet. Eventually, got them an open shot.
Morehead State basketball, tie ball game at 15. Skylar Barnes directs traffic from the left side, now out to McBride. 16 to shoot, McBride to Secchiaroli. Fakes the three, drives, kicks far corner to Barnes, out to McBride. McBride back to Barnes in the corner. She'll try from three. It's way too short. Rebound battled for, but could not be contained as Anna Dietz tried to save it back in bounds, but was unsuccessful. So the Eagles will keep it. Shot clock does not reset. It's at 3 seconds as they get ready to inbound from the baseline. Secchiaroli into Jaden Rhodes to McBride. Launches a three-pointer. It's off the glass, off the iron, no good. And the rebound taken off by Meadow. She'll dribble the other way for the Leathernecks. Gives it to Dietz. Dietz hands it off to the curling Brownfield, guarded by Secchiaroli. Tried to get it back to Dietz, but the pass went to the right. Dietz went to the left. Out of bounds at the Morehead State bench. Eagles get the basketball.
Paris is playing a really smart point guard right now. I just watched her call somebody else into the wing so she could stop the ball right after it crossed half court.
Good to see her kind of stepping up with Veronica Charles still not available after taking that shot to the face in the first quarter. Haley Rhodes gets it to Novick. She'll curl into the key to Secchiaroli. Left side three, high off the back of the iron. And going high for the rebound is McCowan of WIU.
Boy, it's like they didn't even try to close out on that shot, Tom.
McCowan.
That's not good.
Gives it to Meadows. She'll back it out high left to McCowan straight away. The apex of the arc. Around to Reed. Drives right side. Scoop shot no good, but blocked out of bounds by Morehead State. So Leathernecks keep possession. Shot clock at 10. We are tied at 15. 6:40 to play in the first half. Leathernecks will inbound from the baseline.
It's a second block for Novick.
Yep. Another steal, near steal, is Veronica Charles back on the floor for Morehead State. That's good to see. Shot clock expiring. A long three-point try, no good. Put back no good by WIU, and Secchiaroli the rebound. Ahead to Charles. Works it up the right side. Crossover dribble into the lane. Pull-up jumper. Little too strong. McCowan had the rebound, but had it taken away from behind by Jaden Rhodes. Now here's Novick left side. Kicks it out to Secchiaroli. To Charles. To Novick. She'll drive left side into the lane. And a whistle and a foul. And that will go on WIU. See who that's against. That will go against Addie Brownfield. Her second.
Wow, we are 4 minutes into the quarter and one foul.
You are correct, sir.
Good, clean contest.
Charles to Novick on the right side. Takes it to the right elbow, kicks to Charles. Wide open three, a little too short. Off the front of the iron, crawls across the rim. Battle for the rebound goes to the floor and then out of bounds off of WIU.
Secchiaroli refused to give up on that board.
She has been aggressive today. That was off of Dietz. So the Eagles will inbound baseline. Novick into King, out top to Charles, to Novick, to Secchiaroli on the right wing. A couple of jab steps. And passes out to Novick. Puts it on the floor. Thought about the pull-up jumper from the elbow. Instead out to Jaden Rhodes, who's way off the mark with a three-point try. It goes out of bounds. WIU will get it.
And we have seen a whole lot of man-to-man defense at Western Illinois today. I'm going to bet MSU was not expecting that.
No.
Probably not part of the game plan.
I think you are correct. Eagles, I think, now 1 of 11 from three-point range so far. Denz smothered by Jaden Rhodes. Tries to get it to Lily Randgaard, who chases it down, but it has it taken away from her by Katie Novick, who will cruise the other way uncontested for the easy layup. Katie Novick came in fifth in steals in the OVC. Add another one to her ledger. And put Morehead State back up 17-15. Meadows gives it up to McCowan. High left, crossover dribble against King. Puts it off the glass and through. And for the first time today, Super Frosh Regan McCowan scores 2 points. And we're back to all square at 17.
Boy, that was a filthy crossover.
Sure was.
Whew.
Novick, crossover of her own. Runner in the lane, no good, but she's fouled and will get free throws. That will go against Lily Rangard. Rangard, a 5'11 sophomore from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Oh, good job, Tom Lewis. Professional.
I was just waiting for that. Timeout on the floor. I'll get my tongue untied. 4:41 to go in the half at 17-17. MSU and WIU here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hasn't been a beautiful basketball game per se, but it's certainly been entertaining and very closely contested so far this afternoon. Moorhead State and Western Illinois 17-17 with 4:41 to play in the first half. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland, and we'll come back to Katie Novick at the free throw line for Moorhead State. First free throw up, crawls over the front of the rim, does a dance, and then falls off. No good. Novick, a 65.7% free throw shooter on the year. Second one up, way too short off the front of the iron. Rebound tapped around, finally corralled by King. Gets it to Sekiroli, now to Novick. Kicks far corner to Haley Rhodes, dribbles back up the arc. Passes to Sekiroli, now to the curling Novick. She'll reverse course, takes it into the lane, kicks far corner. Three-point try by Haley Rhodes, no good, but unable to track it down, and then kicking it out of bounds is Anna Dietz of WIU. So Moorhead State will get it back with a 20-second shot clock.
Well, and as a little proof of our concept, when it was 3-3, WIU was up 4. Now that their assist to turnover is 3-6, it's an even game.
Yep. Assist to turnover ratio. Sekiroli drives left angle, protects the basketball, goes underneath and lays it up the glass and through. Sekiroli playing a very good game on both ends of the floor today. And Moorhead State back up by 2. Under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Denz with the basketball. Kicks it cross court to Rangard. Fakes the shot. Then takes a couple of steps in. Then her jump shot way too strong. But the backside rebound to McCowan and a foul on Moorhead State. That'll go on Veronica Charles. For V, that is personal number one and the first of the quarter on the Eagles. So, Leatherneck basketball. inbound from the baseline, into the corner to Deitch. He'll drive the baseline. Sekiaroli goes to the deck. And then the shot is good by Deitch, and she'll get an and-one opportunity. Haley Rhodes called for the personal, trying to come over with help side defense as Sekiaroli went to the deck.
And Haley's got to be more aware. She did have to come over to rotate and help, but she's got to keep those arms straight up. She was not in a bad position, even being behind.
Deitch makes the free throw. She's not all shabby either. She was All-Summit honorable mention last season for the Leathernecks. 20-19, WIU with the lead. 3.5 minutes to play in quarter number two. Novick gets it to Sekiaroli. She'll drive left angle again, this time off the mark with her floater in the lane. The Blessing King there for the putback.
Nice to see Blessing go up for the shot instead of kicking it back out.
21-20, MSU the lead. Reed to McCowan, left two open, and she cans the two-pointer. Her toe just on the arc, says official Hannah Engel. So it's 22-21, WIU. Near steal by McCowan, but Haley Rhodes gathers, drives, misses the shot, but Blessing King, again an offensive rebound. Out to McBride. King, as we mentioned earlier, fifth in the nation in offensive rebounding. Sekiaroli to Novick, right wing three, a little too short. McCowan up strong for the board. Gives it to Meadows, who dribbles across midcourt. Gives it off to McCowan at the head of the key. Spin move in the lane, pull up 13-footer, no good. Rebound tapped by King over to Novick. And Novick will bring it ahead through the Eagle logo at midcourt. Now angles to the right, floats back to the left. Takes it into the lane, bounce pass to King on the block. Puts it up, too strong. McCowan, a rebound for WIU. To Meadows, ahead to Reed. Reed hands it off to McCowan. Crossover in the lane against Haley Rhodes. Puts up over Haley and through.
Boy, she is really starting to look locked in, Tom.
Yes. Held her scoreless through one quarter, but she now has 6 points. Averaging 18-plus a game to lead the Leathernecks. Sekiaroli, the basketball, bounce pass to King, now to Novick. Dribbles between the legs, gets around one defender, kicks to McBride, three-pointer, right wing, right on the money.
Big shot by Paris McBride.
Back and forth we go, and now we're all tied at 24. Near steal by Morehead State. Reed gathers right baseline, kicks it out to Meadows, fakes the three, goes around Sekiaroli. Her floater off the back of the iron is no good, though, and Morehead State clears the boards. McBride will slow things down as she splits the center circle and comes into the front court. Floats to the left hash. Pull-up jumper from about 19, no good. King, another offensive board. Out to Rhodes. Crossover, kicks it out to McBride on the left point. Under a minute to play in the first half. Novick with the basketball, 10 to shoot. Novick gets by Reed, but has her shot blocked, but a foul call on WIU. That was Alyssa Dins coming over to help down low, and I think she got some body when she blocked that shot.
Novick got bailed out. She's pretty out of control on that one.
Yeah.
Bad angle. Morehead State's 2 of 14 on three-pointers right now. When Paris hit that shot, I said that was big because they need to connect on a couple of more from out there to create that space in the middle of the court that they want to take advantage of right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Novick's first free throw, no good.
Because the Eagles are doing a good job getting by the first defender. It's the help that's coming from the other side that's really making it hard to get to the glass.
Finally, Novick finds the range from the line. Now 1 of 4 from the stripe today, and Eagles up by one. Full court pressure handled by the Leathernecks. McCowan trying to get around McBride, does so, but misses the layup. It was contested and probably ill-advised. She was a bit out of control. Morehead State the rebound. 32 to play in the half, 21 on the shot clock. Novick standing dribble out high left. Gets directions from Coach Kayla Petrie. Hands it off to Charles. 11 to shoot. Eagles flatten out a bit offensively. Now King comes out to set a pick. Charles, three-pointer, got it. The Eagles go up 28-24. And a whistle and a double dribble in the backcourt as Morehead State's defensive pressure pays dividends, the seventh turnover now against WIU.
And Coach Petrie made two calls when she was talking to V. Charles right there. The ISO after the screen, but she also told them what they were going to do on defense. You notice how they all moved up to stop that ball in the inbounds.
Six and a half seconds for the Eagles to get off a shot here. Charles stumbles to the floor, got it to Novick, into the corner to McBride. Floater on the baseline! Got it to go as the clock expires. A nice flurry. Morehead State ends the first half on a 9-0 run over the last minute and a half. And they will go to the locker room with their largest lead of the day, 30-24 over Western Illinois. We'll be back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Halftime at Morehead State's Johnson Arena, and the first half ends with a flourish as Morehead State goes on a 9-0 run over the last minute 28 seconds of quarter number two to take a 30-24 lead into the halftime locker room, their largest lead of the day. Tom and Wes with you, and Wes, quite an exclamation point there on the end of that first half. The Eagles haven't shot it all that well, but their defense has done its job too, and we look at some of our keys. We talked about assist to turnover ratio. We talked about the importance of rebounding. I'll hit on rebounding quickly. You can talk about assist to turnover if you want to. But Morehead State going against the number one team in the OVC in rebounding and rebounding margin. But it's the Eagles plus 10 on the boards. Blessing King already with 12 rebounds, 7 offensive. Morehead State plus 6 in second chance points. Points off turnovers, plus 5 in second chance points, and they're plus 6 on the scoreboard.
I mean, we really, for the rest of the game, may just want to start comparing Blessing King's rebound stats versus Western Illinois.
Yeah.
At least they might have a chance, but yeah, probably not, because that is amazing. 7 offensive rebounds. Yeah, we talked about extra possessions, right? Morehead is plus 12, plus 9 on the offensive rebounds, plus 3. On turnovers. You're talking about 12 extra possessions. And well, heck, if you're going to shoot 30%, you better get 12 extra possessions. But that's what we talked about earlier. It's the kind of game they want.
Yeah.
They want it to be ugly. They want it to be hard. They want it to be gritty, right? And if you're winning those kind of battles, you're going to have a real shot at winning that game. And we may look back on this, and those last 30 seconds of the first half,
may actually be the only key to the game that matters.
Could be.
That, I mean, you know, we go through all this time of you and I finding these wonderful keys to the game, and really 30 seconds at the end of the first half is probably about it.
That
was
very
a six-point swing.
Yep.
Two made baskets by Morehead State, one turnover by Western Illinois. Fantastic.
And as closely as this game has been contested up to this point, you may absolutely be right. That may be the key in the game. But what a 30 seconds it was, and what a way to end the first half. 30-24, Morehead State leads Western Illinois. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then a little bit later, take a little deeper dive into some of your halftime numbers and scoring as we continue here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of five career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those five career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure, it's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience as part of that. So that's either Ed Abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, The career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a level up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major. This takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes. So our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well. And then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Halftime of today's women's game in our OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Morehead State leading Western Illinois 30-24. We talked about some of the overall team stats earlier in halftime. Let's take a look at some scoring and rebounding numbers for individuals. Leading the way for the Leathernecks of WIU, Anna Dietz with 11 points on 4 of 7 shooting. 6 points for Reagan McCowan, their fine freshman. She was held scoreless in the first quarter, but was able to come up with 6 points in quarter number two. 3 points for Allie Meadows and two apiece for Jasmine Nichols and Kaylin Reed. For Morehead State, Veronica Charles and Paris McBride lead the way with 7 points each. 6 for Katie Novick, 4 apiece for Haley Rhodes and Melissa Secchiaroli, and 2 for Blessing King. But the big story for Blessing King, already 12 rebounds through 20 minutes, including 7 rebounds on the offensive glass. She came in fifth in the nation in offensive rebounding, and I can't imagine she'd go anywhere but up from there with the performance she's putting on today. We'll take one more one-minute break and come back with our second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Just about set for our third quarter here at MSU's Johnson Arena. Moorhead State leading Western Illinois 30-24. Don't forget, the men will also be in action this afternoon as the second half of our doubleheader in what amounts to a battle for first place in the OVC men's standings. That game is set to tip off around 3:30. Chuck Mraz will have the play-by-play call for you. I'm Tom Lewis, along with Wes Holland, with our women's game today. It's been quite a good one so far, Wes.
Yes, and we were talking during the break just a minute ago. That assist-to-turnover number, which is almost now two turnovers for every one assist for Western Illinois, has really dictated the game. It's told you what the score would be.
Western Illinois basketball starting our second half. And Meadows gets it to McCowan. Out to Dietz, entry pass to Denz. She's double-teamed, has to kick it back out to Dietz. Top of the arc, has it deflected away, but McCowan right there to come up with the ball. Now to Brownfield, drives left side, working against Skylar Barnes. Layup no good, but Barnes called for the personal foul, and we've got free throws coming for Addie Brownfield, the 5'9 sophomore from Boonville.
And you hate to see such a great defensive possession go down with a foul like that, but yep. She did. She got her on the arms. If she'd have just stayed straight up, she'd have been fine.
Brownfield right on the mark with that first free throw. Comes in shooting 62% from the stripe. Second one rolls around and falls off to the left. Guess who's there for a rebound? Blessing King, number 13 of the day. To Novick, now to Skylar Barnes. Dribbles around the top of the arc. Pull-up jumper, rims off, no good, and the rebound taken down by Dietz. She'll come the other way, gives it up to Meadows on the right side. Backs it outside the arc on the wing, out to Dietz, to McCowan, out of Brownfield. Drives left angle, gets cut off, but finds the cutting Dietz down low. High-arcing shot off the window is good, and it's back to a three-point edge for Moorhead State. 30-27, the lead and the leather. Charles standing dribble between the circles. To Barnes near the right hash. To Novick, right corner three. Crawls across the rim, no good. McCowan, the board for WIU. Meadows. Quickly the other way. Now to McCowan. To Brownfield on the left point. She'll dribble it back out around the apex of the arc. Gets it to Alyssa Denz on the perimeter. Back out to Brownfield. To Meadows, lofts it into McCowan. Going to work one-on-one against Haley Rhodes. Start her ground. Challenge the shot. It's no good, but the putback is on the mark by Brownfield. And a whistle and a timeout. Coach Kayla Petrie not liking what she's seeing out of the halftime break. Four straight points for WIU to make it a one-point Moorhead State lead, 30-29. 30-second timeout call.
And you're seeing the halftime adjustments coming out of that break from WIU. They're being much more intentional about feeding the post. And if they don't, setting a high screen to get somebody moving towards the goal. When you're facing that man-to-man defense, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
And definitely a change of approach on that end.
Yeah. They've extended this to a full media timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. We're in a little bit deep. And kind of gives us a chance to talk a little bit about the Leatherneck nickname. It's unusual. and did a little bit of a dive. The nickname actually is derived from the U.S. military, from the Marine Corps Academy. And Western Illinois was given permission in 1927 to start using the Fighting Leathernecks as their official nickname when their athletic director at the time, also their head baseball, basketball, and football coach, Ray Rock Hansen, was granted permission by the U.S. Navy based on the fact that he was a Marine hero from World War I.
Did you say baseball, basketball, and football?
Yes, he coached all three. And wow. So he made the request, and that request was granted that they be able to use the Fighting Leatherneck name. They are the only non-military institution in America to officially have its nickname derived from a branch of the military service.
And I'm going to show my ignorance on this one, Tom, which, hey, I do on a regular broadcast basis, right? What's the Bulldog?
The Bulldog is also a Marine mascot.
Okay, all right.
And then the other interesting tidbit, that was 1927. It wasn't until the fall semester of 2009 that the women's teams at Western Illinois adopted the Leatherneck nickname. And before that, they were called the Westerwinds.
So you had the Westerwinds and the Leathernecks, at the same university.
Yes.
And everybody and their cousin and uncle was all coached by one dude.
Yes.
That's what you tell them.
Exactly.
All right. That's a good fun fact, Tom.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I thought you might like it, and I figured it was worth staying here for that break just to offer a little bit of historical context and enrichment.
For those of you listening at home, I was not prepared for that. He did not give me the heads up on that one. That didn't happen during break.
Now you're no better off for having listened to that spiel.
We are all now just a little dumber from hearing the answer to that question.
Oh, I got to call up that GIF you sent me.
Yes.
Haley Rhodes has the basketball for Morehead State as we resume action. To King, to Charles, to the curling Novick right side. Sekiroli gives up the three, drives, kicks to Charles. Three-pointer across the top of the iron. No, but Rhodes an offensive rebound. Out to Sekiroli to reset. To Charles on the right point. Down into the corner to Haley Rhodes. She got around her defender, but her shot was blocked from behind as Dietz closed the gap and was able to come up with a blocked shot. Western Illinois the other way has it taken away by King. To Charles in transition. Eagles don't have the numbers, and Charles will back it outside the arc. To Rhodes. Top of the key to Sekiroli. Left-handed dribble, floats back out top, passes to Charles, overhead pass to Novick. Pass to the right elbow to King, into the corner to Sekiroli, to Novick, around to Charles. Skip pass to Novick, now Sekiroli wide open, three, too strong off the neck of the iron, and the rebound pulled down by Alyssa Dins. Gives it up to Meadows, who comes into the front court, working against Novick. And another block shot by Novick as she stood her ground, and the shot goes out of bounds off of Katie, but another block shot.
And the chess match between Petrie and Gravina continues on this one. I'll get into that in a minute.
Okay. McCowan, the basketball, right wing. Gets around Haley Rhodes, pull-up jumper in the lane, splash. McCowan is lethal, that mid-range game. She's got 8 points now, and it's 31-30 WIU. Morehead State had the five-point halftime lead, but 7-0 run to start the third quarter for the Leathernecks. Sekiroli, left point, bounce pass to King inside the lane. Over to Charles, back out to Novick. Extended defense working well for WIU, but a pull-up jumper from the right side by Charles from about 14 feet is good. And the Eagles back up, 32-31. 6:23 to play in quarter number three. Brownfield to McCowan, floats it down low nicely to Alyssa Dins, who gets the layup to fall after it bounced about three times off the rim.
That's a tough finish by Dins as she was falling out of bounds.
33-32, Leathernecks. Charles to Haley Rhodes into the near corner to Novick to our left. Out to Rhodes, around to Charles. To Sekiroli to Charles, takes it to the free throw line, kicks it back to Sekiroli. Tries to penetrate off the right angle, but can't. Gets it to Rhodes. Kicks near corner to Novick. Three-point try, too strong. And the backside rebound taken away by McCowan of WIU. She'll bring it across midcourt. Make that Brownfield. Now McCowan with it at the left hash. Takes it straight away. Launches a three. Rolls off, no good. Offensive rebound momentarily by McCowan. Had it taken away, got it back, and hits the reverse layup. She has so many tools in that offensive arsenal.
Whew. You stop one thing and she pulls something else out. That was impressive.
0 points after one quarter. She's now in double figures. And WIU, the three-point advantage. Haley Rhodes tries to drive right baseline, goes around her defender, can't get the layup to go, but a blocking foul will be called on Western Illinois.
And if you're the Eagles, you've got to start wondering where your points are going to come from besides B. Charles.
Yeah.
Because she is not going to be able to, they're definitely going to, they are double-teaming her at this point as she, every time she penetrates. They're going to have to have somebody step up.
That foul went against Dietz. That's her second. First of the quarter on WIU. Rhodes' first free throw right on the money. Haley, 62.5% free throw shooter on the year. She's played really well in OVC action for Morehead State. Been very steady. Rolls the second one home and cuts the Leatherneck lead to one. Yeah, you talk about the Eagles needing to find somebody else for some offensive production. They're still shooting only 27% from the field today.
And now you got Charles on the bench, so they're really going to have to step that up.
Full court pressure. WIU handles it well as Brownfield dribbles across midcourt against Sekiaroli. Tries to get it to the curling McCowan, and an offensive foul call on WIU, and that will go against Brownfield. And she was trying to get the ball to McCowan, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:57 to play, quarter number three. Western Illinois in a nail-biter right now, leading Morehead State 35-34. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family Split bone-in chicken breast are specially priced for $1.99 a pound. The 6-ounce carton of fresh raspberries or blackberries are just $3. And two heads of iceberg lettuce are just $3. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back courtside at MSU's Johnson Arena. Morehead State with the basketball, trailing by one against Western Illinois, 35-34. Played just over half of quarter number three. I'm Tom, he's Wes, and it's been quite a dandy. Morehead State ended the first half on a 9-0 run to take a 5-point lead into the locker room, but it's been the Leathernecks outscoring Morehead State 11-4 here in the third quarter so far. Michaela Hall at the free throw line kicks it to Novick. Far corner to Sekiaroli. Three-pointer rims off. No, but a nice put back by Katie Novick, who slashed in for the offensive rebound. And Morehead State back up.
That was incredibly important because these minutes are crucial. You have no V. Charles. You've got three players who are not normally offensive threats on the floor at the moment.
Katie Novick just whistled for a personal foul for Morehead State, trying to play aggressively on the perimeter.
Every point you could get with that lineup out there was going to be critical.
It's the first foul on Novick, and we've got another reach-in foul coming up against Morehead State. I think they're getting Blessing King for reaching in from behind, trying to guard McCowan, which is not an easy job. So three fouls here in the quarter now on Morehead State. Inbounds to McCowan, misses the shot, late whistle.
Oh.
And McCowan will go to the free throw line, and Blessing King, I think, called for the foul. Can't believe it.
Boy, I thought she played that textbook.
Did too. That was a late whistle. That puts Western Illinois' leading scorer. And
I was getting ready to say, it's hard to be aggressive enough to get 13 rebounds and only have one foul. Now that's two.
First free throw up, rolls and goes. McCowan, a 73% free throw shooter. She now has 11 points on the day to go with 9 rebounds, flirting with a double-double. Second free throw, also good. WIU reclaims the lead, 37-36. 4:19 to play in the quarter. McBride between the rings to Rhodes on the right wing, back to McBride. It's down the dribble, passes to Charles. Overhead pass out to Secchiaroli, around to the right hash to McBride. Entry pass to Hall, jumper near the right baseline, too strong, and the rebound comes off to McCowan. She now has a double-double on the day. Meadows with the basketball. Gets it to McCowan between the rings, working against Haley Rhodes. Floats it down low to Dins. Back out to Mallory McDermott, who hits the right wing three and extends the Leatherneck lead to 4. McBride comes the other way, gets it to Secchiaroli. To Charles at the apex of the arc, over right hash to McBride, out to Secchiaroli. Back to McBride. Right elbow to Haley Rhodes, now to Secchiaroli, higher left to McBride. Three-pointer, too strong. Long rebound, Karam's outside to McDermott. The other way, here come the Leathernecks. And Alyssa Dens got ahead of the defense and gets rewarded with the easy lay-in.
The Eagles had a lapse right there at the camp. They did not stop the ball. It got all the way into the paint before somebody actually defended it.
It's now a 6-point WIU advantage. 42-36, just under 3 minutes to play in the third. McBride, left wing, gets it to Rhodes in the lane. Splits defenders and is fouled as she tries to take it up. She'll get 2 shots. And that will go against Alyssa Dens. Her second. Third of the quarter on the Leathernecks.
The Eagles are going to be fighting for each and every single point with the way this defense is set up until they can hit a couple of outside shots. They are really packing in the lane right now.
Rhodes hits the first free throw.
And it doesn't
7 points.
Right, and it doesn't matter which of the defenses Coach Gravina is throwing out there. They are all packing into the middle.
8 points now for Haley as she sinks both freebies. Talk about how steady she's been in OVC play. She scored in double figures in 5 of MSU's 7 OVC games, and a timeout called by WIU as Meadows got into a double team in the Morehead State full court pressure. And they had to call a timeout to avoid the turnover. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here.
So I was mentioning just a little while ago that it's been fascinating to watch the coaching back and forth, the strategy in this game. In fact, Gravina has run the 1-3-1. He's run the man, and he's also run a 2-3 switching zone, all within the same quarter. And so every time he comes out of break, he has a different offense and different defense because he knows that Coach Petrie is adjusting to what she just saw. And when Morehead comes out, that's what they're looking for, and it's something completely different every single time. So you've got Coach Petrie adjusting on the one side. You've got Gravina adjusting on the other. Every single possession, every single timeout, I should say, it looks completely different as a game.
WIU gets it inbounds. Again, full court pressure. Nearly out of bounds. Dens saves it in, but right to Charles. She'll drive. Runner in the lane, no good, but a foul on WIU, and Veronica should get 2 free throws here. So even after the timeout, WIU not able to navigate that full court pressure, and Morehead State another steal and a chance for some more points off turnovers here.
And that was Coach Petrie trying to think a step ahead in what was going to come out. They haven't really seen the high pressure full court. It's been a whole lot of fake pressure.
V's first free throw rims off, no good. Working on a 9-point day, this would put her in double figures. It does. And it cuts the WIU lead to 3, 42-39.
And look at that assist-to-turnover ratio closing that gap. 8 assists to 10 turnovers now for Western. And guess what? They're in the lead by 3.
Yep. It was nearly 2-1. More turnovers than assists at halftime.
Correct. Exactly. And we've seen a 9-point swing just by getting it to 8 to 10.
Yep. Again, full court pressure. McCowan runs the baseline, gets it into Meadows. Back to McCowan. Working against Veronica Charles, the steal machine. Now to Meadows. Passes ahead to McCowan. Now to Meadows. Corner three-pointer. Bingo. That's Mallory McDermott. And McDermott with her second triple of this half.
Good defense, better shot, Tom.
Yep. 45-39, WIU. Novick between the circles. Chest pass to Charles, gets it into the lane to Rhodes. Kicks it out straight away to McBride. Now to Charles, left wing three, right on the money. V now 2 of 5 from three-point range, 13 points. And again, full court pressure. Pass ahead to McCowan. She'll dribble across midcourt. Keeps on trucking against Rhodes. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Saved in by WIU, but right to Charles. The other way for Morehead State. 1-on-3. She'll back it back out. Gets it to Novick between the rings. Now to McBride in front of the Morehead State bench right side. Out to Charles. Into Rhodes in the lane. Kicks to Novick. She'll try a three-pointer. Left wing splash. Two straight trips with triples for Morehead State. And all of a sudden, we're right back to all square at 45.
And this is what we need to see.
On the other end, McDermott tries another three-pointer. This one no good. Rebound caroms out of bounds near sideline. Morehead State ball. So with 1:12 to go, the Eagles had been down 6. And now they have a chance to take the lead as we're all tied with 70 ticks to play in the third.
And we just talked about it. With that defense playing as in the middle as they have been, hitting those outside shots is so critical. 2 back-to-back. Let's see if it expands it out.
McBride holds the ball outside the arc, left wing to King. Now to Novick at the right hash. She'll float into the lane, scoops it up against Dins, bounces once, twice, three times, and goes, and Morehead State with the lead.
Did you see all that space in the middle of the floor, Tom?
Full court pressure handled this time by WIU. McCowan into the lane against Rhodes. Misses the shot. Got it back. Puts it up again, and it goes. McCowan now with 12 points on the day to go with 10 rebounds. Morehead State setting up to play for the last shot of the quarter. 17 seconds to go. Veronica Charles with the dribble. Guarded loosely by McCowan. She'll try a three-pointer. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound claimed by Brownfield. She'll dribble the other way. 5 seconds on the clock. Brownfield all the way to the other end. Lays it up. No good. Haley Rhodes the rebound. Quarter number 3 comes to an end. 30 minutes down. 10 to go. We are no closer to deciding this when we were before these 30 minutes were played. It is 47-47. Morehead State and Western Illinois. Back with our final quarter after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians.
Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State and Western Illinois after three quarters of play here at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whittaker Bank. WIU 19 of 45 from the floor, 42%, 4 of 10 from three-point range, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Moorhead State 16 of 52, 31%, 5 of 24 from outside the arc, and 10 of 14 from the stripe. 10 WIU turnovers, only 4 for Moorhead State. Points off turnovers, the Eagles with 13, the Leathernecks with 4. Eagles out-rebounding WIU 34-30. Moorhead State basketball as we start the fourth quarter.
And thank you, Matt Shavert. He just let us know that the last foul in that quarter was changed from Dins to Dietz.
Okay.
Which has sent Dietz to the bench.
All right. So Moorhead State ball. Katie Novick on the left wing, puts down the right-handed dribble, floats back up the arc, and passes out high to Haley Rhodes. Back to Novick. To Secchiaroli, into the corner to Charles. Fakes the shot, kicks it back out to Secchiaroli. Crossover dribble. Floater near the low block, a little too strong, and McCowan a strong rebound for the Leathernecks. Gets it to Meadows, who comes up the left side into the front court and then slows things up. To McCowan, right wing, to Brownfield, guarded by Rhodes on the perimeter. Gives it up to McDermott. She's guarded by Secchiaroli. Back to Brownfield. Takes it near the right elbow. Bounce pass, low block to McCowan. Shot blocked by Novick. Her third block of the game, and it ends up in the hands of Secchiaroli. To Novick the other way for Moorhead State. Secchiaroli between the rings. Comes to Haley Rhodes' left wing. Now out to Novick straight away. Back to Rhodes. Back to Novick. She'll put down the dribble and come down the arc to the left side. Now back up the arc to Charles. Fakes the three. Back to Novick. Seven to shoot as she passes to Secchiaroli. Entry pass to the cutting King. Misses the layup. Got her own miss, though. King has been quiet in the second half, but some big offensive rebounds today and another one right there.
Stat patter.
Novick. Jab step. Drives. Kicks to Charles. Three-pointer left side. Rims in and out. No. And the rebound claimed by Dins to Meadows up the far side. To McDermott, left wide open for a three, and she hits it. Three-point lead for the Leathernecks, 50-47, early fourth quarter.
Boy, big swing right there. V's shot was everything but in. Yep. I mean, it bounced, I think, four different sides of the rim.
Secchiaroli out top to Novick. Back to Secchiaroli right side to Novick. Fakes the pass left, instead passes right to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer, got it! Secchiaroli with her first three-pointer of the day. She has 7 points. She had hit only 9 of her last 52 three-point tries in OVC play, 17%, but a huge one right there to tie it up. Brownfield spinning in the lane against Rhodes, double-team, shot blocked. Blessing King picks it up off the floor. Now Charles, the other way for Moorhead State. She'll slow it up and take it to the right hash. Out to Novick. Around to Secchiaroli now high left. Three dribbles. Passes out to Rhodes. Around to Novick. One dribble. Skip pass to Secchiaroli. Fakes the pass. Takes it into the lane. Errant shot tracked down by King, who gets it to Charles. Five to shoot. Pull-up jumper, air ball. McCowan the rebound on the backside. To Meadows up the near side of the floor into the front court. Gives it up to Brownfield, now to McDermott. A long three-pointer right side, sure. Nothing but net. She is feeling it in the second half.
Whew.
That is her fourth made three-pointer all since halftime.
It's about 6 feet behind the line.
Sure was. 27 feet.
You can't blame a defender for giving somebody that
no.
shot.
Charles, entry pass to Rhodes. She'll drive the lane, scoop with the left-hand challenge. No good. Volleyball rebound ends up in the hands of WIU. Meadows gets it ahead to Brownfield. She comes the other way and gives it to McCowan. Drives right angle, cut off baseline, puts it up over Novick, and it gets it to go, and it's back to a five-point Leatherneck advantage. 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. And a timeout for Morehead State. I believe this will be extended to a full media timeout, so we'll take a break. 6:15 left here in the fourth quarter, and it's WIU leading Morehead State 55-50 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
55-50. Western Illinois leads Morehead State. 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter here at Johnson Arena. Quick inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Assist to turnover ratio, Wes.
We've now got 11 assists to 10 turnovers for Western Illinois, and look at the score, up by five. Okay. It's the telltale stat for them.
Paris McBride holds the basketball near the left hash for Morehead State. Across to Rhodes, around to Novick. She'll dribble a couple of times back up the arc, gets it to Charles on the right wing in front of the Morehead State bench. Takes it to the free throw line, gives it off to the curling Novick. Into the lane, left-handed scoop, way too strong, and bends there for the rebound. Gets it to Brownfield, who brings it across midcourt. Angles left initially and then reverses course. Back out to Anna Dietz, guarded closely by Charles between the circles. To Meadows, to McDermott, who's hit four three-pointers on five tries in the second half. Guarded now by Rhodes, tries to drive. Lot of contact and an offensive foul called on McDermott as Paris McBride had good position just outside the restricted arc.
Excellent defensive possession. They really focused on just staying between the ball and the goal. That's why you get that charge. You're in the right position and you can stop. And it's much harder for the offensive player to stop than it is for you.
11 turnovers now on WIU. Only four all day against Morehead State. But the Eagles trail by five with Just over 5 minutes to go. McBride almost drags the pivot foot. Gets the pass off to Charles. Back to McBride. High left. 12 to shoot as McBride comes back up the arc. One-handed pass to Novick, who steps on the sideline, and a Morehead State turnover. Every possession becomes that much more important, and Morehead State squanders one there. Inbounds comes to Meadows in the backcourt. Picked up man-to-man by McBride as she makes her way to midcourt and into the front court now. Standing in the center circle. Gets it to Dins, working against King. Left side of the lane, picks up her dribble, skip pass across to Meadows. She'll try a three-pointer. Off the neck of the iron, no. With the rebound tracked down out top by Brownfield. Gets it down to the low block to Dins against King. Plays it up and in. Not much more Blessing King could do there as WIU's lead blossoms to seven now. Novick to McBride, back out to Novick between the circles. Takes it to the right point, picks up her dribble. Now to Rhodes on the right elbow. Pull-up jumper in the lane is good. That ends a 7-0 scoring drought. And a scoring drought of 3.5 minutes for Morehead State. A whistle and a foul as the full court pressure results in an MSU personal.
Haley is playing an exceptional game.
She has.
Today. Because she's taking the primary defensive responsibilities on McCallum as well. So, you know, to be in double figures with good rebound numbers while playing that level of defense, that's something else.
She did reach double figures with that basket at 10 now. Meadows working against Charles, gets it across the timeline, passes to McCallum near the right elbow, works against Novick. Runner off the glass is good, and back to a 7-point advantage now for the Leathernecks. Just under 4 minutes to play here at Johnson Arena. Novick picks up her dribble, gets it to Charles, into the far corner to Secchiaroli, back out to Charles. Passes near side to Novick, catch and shoot, three, bottom of the net. 59-55 WIU.
My, did they need that?
Dietz hands it off to Brownfield between the rings. Gives it to the curling Meadows, who retreats back into the center circle. Eagles defend that man-to-man pressure. Charles guarding the ball handler. She gets it to Dietz. Now to Dins at the left hash. Bullet pass underneath to Brownfield. Barely able to handle it. Got it off to McCallum, who hits the bank shot at point-blank range. And it's 61-55 WIU. Novick asks for help. Secchiaroli comes out on the left point to take it. Bounce pass to King at the free throw line. Kicks to Charles. Three-pointer is good. And a timeout called by Morehead State after the made shot. That cuts it to a three-point ball game.
Well, you want to bet Gravina's not in a 2-3 when he comes out of this break.
I would say you're right. It's a full timeout. We'll break ourselves. 2:47 to play, a one-possession game. Western Illinois leads Morehead State 61-58 on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Now the Eagles force another turnover with full court pressure and get the ball back. 2:42 to go. Katie Novick kicks far corner to a wide open Charles. Three-pointer off the mark, though. But the rebound off of the hands of Brownfield down low, and Morehead State will get it back. 2:37 to play. MSU down by three. Inbounds comes to Charles. Out straight away to Novick. Swings it around to Sekiroli. Back to Novick. Crossover dribble now to Sekiroli. Back to Novick. Comes back up the arc. Now she'll try to drive the lane. Couple of spin moves. Can't get the shot off. Kicks to Sekiroli. Wide open three. Little too short. Off the iron. No good. Rebound tapped to Dietz. She'll get it to Meadows, who comes the other way. Charles trailing her. Got it to Brownfield, but Sekiroli right there to deflect the entry pass out of bounds.
Boy, it's a good thing Mel got a hand on that ball.
Nobody there on the weak side.
If not, yeah, I'm pretty sure Dins is going to turn around and dunk it.
Yeah.
She was going to throw down.
Novick will check out. Paris McBride back on for Morehead State. Inbounds comes out top to Dins. Working against King on the left side of the lane. Kicks it to Meadows. Fakes the shot. Puts it up on the layup attempt. No good. And a tie-up on the rebound attempt. Western Illinois will get it on the alternating possession.
Big players do not bring the ball down when you get that offensive rebound. Keep it high, because Paris McBride just took that one from her knees.
Under 2 minutes to play. Western Illinois leads by three with the basketball. On the baseline, McCowan over Haley Rhodes.
Oh,
she's
my goodness.
Just unstoppable.
Wes. Wow. What a spin move.
63-58. Charles on the other end. Contact. Shot won't go, but two free throws coming up. That foul will go against Meadows. That will be her first, second of the quarter on WIU. Novick will check back in for Morehead State. McBride back to the bench.
I don't want it to sound like McCowan is finesse, because she's not. She played very powerful down the post. We were talking about just a little while ago. But those moves, the spins, the crosses.
Charles, no good on the first free throw try. Eagles struggling a bit from the charity stripe today. 67%, but Charles gets the second to go at 63-59. Western Illinois, four-point lead, 1:42 to go. They beat the full court pressure, 2-1-1 at the other end. McCowan lets the defender blow by and then puts it up easily and hits the layup. 65-59, WIU. Charles with the basketball. Three-pointer, high right, too short. Gins another rebound for the Leathernecks, and WIU threatening to put this one away right now. Meadows.
1 minute, 6 points. That's going to be tough.
Yep. Though. Brownfield working against Charles, takes it into the lane, kicks it back out to McCowan. Now to Meadows, Leathernecks running clock. Brownfield to Dins, back to Brownfield. 8 seconds on the shot clock. To McCowan, jab step, drives, lays it up, no good. Blessing King, the strong rebound, and she's fouled. That will go against McCowan. That's her second, and the third of the quarter on the Leathernecks. So they've still got one to give before Morehead State is in the bonus. 55.7 seconds to play. Eagles with the ball, but they trail by six. Entry pass bounces all the way into the front court before Charles picks it up, and the game clock starts again. Sekiroli to Haley Rhodes, standing between the rings. Back to Sekiroli to the curling Novick. 19 to shoot. She'll try a three-pointer straight away. Karam's off to the right, no good. And the rebound to Meadows. She'll dribble it ahead, gets it to McCowan, and she travels. Katie Novick right there defensively forced her to take an extra step.
Very surprised that Coach Petrie didn't call a timeout on that last possession. That was a whole lot of shot clock and game clock that ran down on that.
Inbounds pass comes to Charles. 33 seconds to go. Eagle ball trailing by six. Sekiroli to Charles. Fakes the three, drives the lane, lost the handle. Picked up by King, out to Novick. Wide open, high three, left side. Too strong. King the rebound. To Novick, another three-point try. Again too strong. And another rebound for WIU's Meadows. That's her third rebound. And it looks like WIU will just dribble it out as Morehead State calls off the Dogs defensively. a hard-fought struggle here today at Johnson Arena. But the Leathernecks, named after the Marine Corps, playing Marine Strong pretty much all day, survive and will come away with the victory over Morehead State, 65-59. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State's women fall in a tight one today against Western Illinois, 65-59. Joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, it was nip and tuck all day, back and forth. I believe it was 15 lead changes, 11 ties, but Western Illinois with that last surge to put them over the top.
You know, I just didn't think we deserved to win today. I got to do a better job, me personally, I guess, getting us ready to play. I thought we started very slowly, and then we definitely started the second half very slowly. So I guess that's on me. Difference in two halves, we were up 6 the first half. We were plus 10 on the rebounds.
Yeah.
It was 28-18 in favor of us. And then for the game, we're minus 1. So to me, rebounding is just effort. We can't have a 12-point fourth quarter. 8 of 34 from threes, like that, just you can't have that. We try to have an inside out attack, but you know, I told you before the game we were gonna have to make shots that they gave us, and fortunately today we just did not. I'm really big on extra possessions. I measure that a lot, and you know, extra possessions means extra opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay, we won that battle. We were plus 8 on the offensive rebounds, and we had 8 less turnovers than them. So that meant we had 16 extra possessions. We just didn't score. Like, we've got to capitalize on that. You got to cash out on that.
Right.
And so, just, but this was a game we needed to win. I don't think we deserve to win today. All the credit in the world to Western Illinois. I thought they outplayed us, outcoached us, did everything the second half. It was just effort. You know, we've fought this battle all year long about our depth. And, like, it just seems like we don't know who's going to show up every day. And that's how we practiced. And so, I've got to do a better job getting people ready to play. I don't know what that is that sets them on fire, but we'll figure it out. But man, wasn't a very fun game, was it?
Well, it was fun to watch, but I can see where it was definitely frustrating from your perspective. You did have a few silver linings. Veronica Charles continues to score at a pretty high rate, 17 points today. Katie Novick had 16. Blessing King, 12 rebounds at halftime, ends up with 17 on the day. She continues to just be Miss Wendex and just cleaning the glass constantly. But, I can see where the frustration comes, and especially with that extra possession discrepancy that any other game you would think 99 times out of 100 you're going to win that game with that kind of an extra possession discrepancy. You go back on the road now, two more, Tennessee State Thursday for an early game, and then Tennessee Tech, a chance to avenge that early season OVC loss to the Golden Eagles at their place.
Yeah, the road just gets harder for us, so we've got two road games against two really good teams. We've now dropped two in a row. Then we come back home for two games. Okay, an SIUE team and Eastern Illinois, who I think is very good, and then that four-game and seven-day stretch. So we needed to win today, but we didn't, so now we just have to get one we weren't supposed to win. Okay, 18-round fight, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Coach Kayla Petrie. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
65-59, the final, as Western Illinois women knock off Moorhead State in the women's half of today's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader here at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, will talk just a little bit about your perspective on how things went down today. I know extra possessions is your big stat, and one of the very few times when you see that kind of a lopsided margin for one team, and that team does not come out on top.
Well, and there was, to give you all the behind-the-scene look, right, there was a reason we didn't list that in the keys to the game,
yeah.
Right? Because when you're shooting 29%, I mean, those extra possessions are important, but they're not changing the tide of a game. And kudos to Coach Petrie. There's a reason she's a Division I coach, and I'm sitting here talking to Tom Lewis.
is, you know, she pointed out the second half stats. You look at negative 11 on rebounds for Morehead State. You look at, they shot 29. They allowed 59% in the second half. I mean, yeah, for the game, assisted turnovers, which we were tracking the whole game, 14 to 13. So they ended up greater than one on that. And we knew that would be a, it's more of a barometer. It doesn't tell you what is going to happen. It tells you what did happen. And we could see that through the whole game that that was important. And it was. And, yeah, those second half numbers are really ugly. So kudos to Coach P for pointing that out, because those are pretty rough. 24 points in the paint out of their 41 scored. I mean, I can go on. That's tough.
Yeah. So picking up the pieces, what do you do getting ready for Tennessee State? A totally different look, totally different approach than what we've seen the last few games.
That is. It's a very different style. And I think Coach Petrie knows a lot of it really does come down to the prep. You know, it's got to be how you practice leading up to it. You're going to have completely different sets in for this week of practice than you did last week, you know, preparing for this game. And they can execute like that. They actually prefer that slower style,
right,
that more physical presence that they're going to see, yeah, from State. They like that.
I think so, too. 65-59, Western Illinois over Morehead State. We'll take one more break, come back and take a final look at our numbers and wrap things up and get set for today's men's action as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, where Western Illinois women have knocked off Morehead State 65-59. The WIU men on the floor now getting warmed up for the second half of today's basketball twin bill. Take a final look at the numbers, going inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. In today's women's action, WIU on the game 27-58, 46.6% shooting the ball. A robust 6 of 13 from three-point range, 46.2%, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Morehead State really struggled again, finding the bottom of the basket today, 20 of 68, 29.4% overall. 8 of 34 from deep, 23.5%, and 11 of 16 from the free throw line, just under 69%. Rebounding, a plus 1 advantage for WIU, 41-40 after Morehead State was plus 10 at halftime. Morehead State did easily win the battle of the offensive boards, 19-11, but that really didn't translate much in terms of help for Morehead State, as the Leathernecks outscored MSU 17-12 on second chance points. Turnovers, 5 for MSU, a great day taking care of the basketball. 13 turnovers for Western Illinois. The Leathernecks were paced, as usual, by their super freshman, Regan McCowan, who finishes the day with 24 points. She was scoreless after the first quarter and then scored 24 in the final 30 minutes to go with 14 rebounds. So another phenomenal performance by their super frosh. Also in double figures, Anna Dietz with 13 points and Mallory McDermott with 12. Alyssa Dins had 6 points to go with 10 rebounds. Morehead State's double-digit scores included Veronica Charles with 17, Katie Novick with 16, and 10 for Haley Rhodes. 7 points apiece for Seki Aroli and McBride, and 2 points for Blessing King, who finishes the day with 17 rebounds, 9 on the offensive end. With the loss, Morehead State falls to 10-9 overall, 5-3 in OVC play after losing their second straight conference game. And with the win, Western Illinois now 13-6 overall and 4-4 in conference action. Remember, the MSU men, as I mentioned, in action here at about 3:30, taking on Western Illinois here on the ESN with Chuck Moraz on the play-by-play, Drew Barnett with the color, and then the Eagles back on the road, heading to Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday for what can be called a day-night doubleheader. The Morehead State women will tip off at noon at Tennessee State on Thursday, and then the men will play at 8 o'clock Thursday night, an Education Day game for the women, as Nashville area elementary school students will be on hand to cheer on the homestanding Tigers of TSU. For my partner, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, the final score, 65-59, Western Illinois knocks off Morehead State. Thanks for listening, and stick around for men's action here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.